The current movement against systemic racism has inspired protests in the streets and debates in the halls of government, and increasingly, it's spurring employees to take a stand against their own companies. WBUR's Adrian Ma this morning reports on the growing trend of employee activism.
If you happen to be shopping at the Cambridgeport Whole Foods last month, you might have gotten the vibe that something was up. Small groups of employees are huddled together, whispering. One by one, they take off their plain face coverings and replace them with masks that say Black Lives Matter across the front. And one by one, they're called into the manager's office and told, that mask goes against company dress code. Take it off or go home. So, what do? They walk out. In front of the store, the 25 employees are greeted by supporters. And that is when it becomes clear that this is a full-on organized protest aimed at getting Whole Foods to let workers wear Black Lives Matter clothing.
That's such a basic statement, and for that to like be considered controversial or political just really doesn't sit right with me.
Severino Frith is a cashier at the store. He says this is the fifth time he's been sent home for wearing the mask. And he knows he's risking his job by walking out.
The idea of, like, facing a huge corporation, you know, it's a scary thing. It's not something you take lightly or do for just anything, you know?
What's happening here is happening with companies all around the country. Employees are calling out their own bosses to take action against racism.
We see this dramatic shift in the cultural zeitgeist. All of a sudden, the issues that they are standing for are the issues that their customers are standing for.
Ethan Ruan studies labor issues at Harvard Business School. He says workers are feeling emboldened after seeing protests over racial justice get mainstream attention. That goes for employees at huge corporations like Starbucks and smaller ones like the local bakery chain known as... Just a sec.
Is it Tata or Tate?
It's funny. I have a neighbor who used to work there and I don't know. I don't know.
We looked it up. It's Tate. Anyway, last month, a group of current and former Tate employees demanded the company do more to support the Black Lives Matter movement and address allegations of racial bias within the company. And to put pressure on it, they essentially used protest tactics. Petitions, an open letter, a picket line.
The interesting thing is that this is not new.
Ruan explains workers who are unhappy with their employer generally have three options. Speak up, shut up, or quit. In the past, many employees would organize and speak up through a union. But in the past few decades, unions have shrunk. Today, only about 10% of workers belong to one.
What's replaced this formal organizing power is organizing through social media.
And over the past couple decades, companies have become more vulnerable to activist pressures. That's according to Mae McDonald. She studies corporations and social movements at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton Business School.
I think it is in part because all the work that firms have done to portray themselves through cause marketing as caring about issues has in fact now attracted a generation of young millennial workers who care about the issues.
McDonald says research shows younger workers care a lot about whether their company's stance on social issues aligns with their own.
They're more willing to select those firms. They'll work for those firms for less money than they would otherwise. They're more likely to stay for those firms, and they're better workers.
That's why companies nowadays increasingly tout their views on environmental responsibility, fair trade practices, and yes, racial justice. And this can get tricky, especially when employees believe the company is being hypocritical. That's what happened with employees at the Whole Foods in Cambridge.
We're easy to replace, 100%. I know for a fact, like, we can get fired one day and then there's someone new.
Cedric Juarez was one of the protesters who walked off the job because he couldn't wear the Black Lives Matter mask.
This is the best job I've ever had, but if they can't support, like, my brothers and sisters, then how can I work in a place that doesn't support it?
Rather than quit, Juarez says he'll keep protesting the company policy. And if that fails, there's always that other American tradition, take him to court. In fact, a couple of weeks after that walkout, several workers sued Whole Foods. Many labor experts say this kind of employee activism has been on the rise for years. So companies may want to come up with new ways to address workers' concerns before they spiral into protests. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Adrian Ma.